through, Coxie. You're all a bit tired after last night. Carry me, but keep my feet on the ground. Ah, there it is. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is Fun Friday. It's the 11th day of June. The McCafe menu's nicely loaded up today. We have got Mark Bosnich is going to talk to us, Ange Postecoglou. I'm just trying to get my head around this appointment. He's been officially appointed to Celtic, the Scottish powerhouse, which is unbelievable. So always good to chat with Bosnich. We'll chat to him with the other stuff for the A-League finals around. Sarah Jones is an MND slider. We continue to push this great cause. It's on Monday. It's going to be at the MCG whilst the game's at the SCG. So great friend of the program, Fox Footy's own Sarah Jones to join us. Johnny from Epping's going to come and update us on the week that's been. I want to put to him an article that I've read in The Age by the great Wayne Carey and BP with a French Open update. 0433 911 1300 736 736. Music theme today is all about weather. Give us your nominations, given the events of the past 48 hours. G'day, Wisp.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. And we're still trying to work out whether or not the Cats slept in the cricket nets over there at Adelaide Oval last night.
Big win to the Cats, 21 points against Port Adelaide. They were down by 21 at one stage last night, and they couldn't get out. So just update those that may not have made it, like I did not make it, to the end of that game.
They got fogged in. They got fogged in last night. They were supposed to leave on a chartered flight after the game, but they got fogged in, so the plane couldn't leave. So I'm interested as to where they stayed last night. That was a good win. I'm not discounting their win last night, but the whole idea was this hit-and-run mission. They had to get there. They couldn't go anywhere else except the oval. They had to sort of be around the ground all day and then get the hell out of there. And then they get fogged in last night. So what arrangements did they have? Where did they go?
It is a very good idea. I had no idea. You've alerted me to this. Given how pedantic everyone is, and fair enough, and they have the fact that they had to travel on certain times, and that the Jeremy Cameron slept under the bench in the cricket nets for 4 hours, all that stuff. That's how much manic they were in their preparation. All of a sudden, they've got to stay. Where'd they stay?
We don't know. We want to find out.
Short notice.
Somebody out there, please let us know where they stayed last night.
Cricket nets.
If you're over in Adelaide listening to our program this morning, we've got some people over there that listen to our program. Who put them up last night? At last, I guess they've got contingency plans.
Last minute, billet maybe. Maybe a billet. Maybe they had to go. This is what they would have done.
What would they?
Each Port Adelaide player
took one.
Had to take a Geelong player home.
Took a cat home.
Yeah.
What do you got there? Oh, I've got one of the Geelong players with me.
Make up the fold out.
Yes.
Put the futon out and put Jeremy Cameron on here.
Oh, he's a big fella. Hey, Tommy, he wouldn't sleep on a futon, would he, Tommy? Maybe an outhouse.
Apparently, Tommy sleeps anywhere.
Does he?
Have we got that, Greb? Not Tommy. No, it was Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Have a listen to this. This is Jeremy Cameron.
It has been one of the weirdest days of my football career, that's for sure. It's been a really long day. Actually, Joel Selwood and Higo woke me up. I was sleeping under a table trying to get a bit of darkness today. And I think I was there for about 4 hours before the game. And it was just a weird one, but everyone did it differently, I guess. And it was just good to play good football on the back of that.
Didn't worry Jezza.
No.
He just found a table, jumped under it and fell asleep for 4 hours.
Well, maybe that's what they all did last night.
Came out and kicked a lazy five-eye.
Maybe that's exactly what they did. I think we've underestimated how difficult that whole preparation part will be and or was.
How difficult is it? Both Collingwood and Geelong have done it and they've both won.
Well, Chris Scott made a comment about it. That's why I think it was difficult and he wanted to put it on the record and he just sort of clipped himself on the way through about how difficult it was. Can I just revisit something from yesterday? Because I didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday.
Sure, Timmy, whatever you want.
And that was when we spoke to Paul Tudnam yesterday.
Tuddy.
Yeah, Tuddy, yesterday. Mm. A couple of things happened.
Do you think that the actual board part of it should have played out at Collingwood before this part played out?
Good question, Timmy.
And?
What sort of a coach would you like to see at Collingwood next, Paul? Somebody young and without experience or somebody that's been around the block a few times and has had experience?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Hang on.
I didn't think it was a really good question.
Well, there was two good questions.
Two really good questions in all that. Tuddy was doing was buying himself some time to work out what he was going to answer because that wasn't a really good question.
Both really good questions.
Well, you'd been out of form for a while.
Can
you started the year strongly.
Throw me your pipe, please. It's been a while. Actually, can you just give it a couple of taps? Because it's been a while since it's had any tobacco in it from that side of the desk.
Oh, bull dust. I've been in rare.
When was the last year time
I've been
you put,
in rare good
when
question
When was the
form.
Last time you put tobacco in your pipe?
Well,
Nothing comes to mind.
Most every day.
Nothing comes to mind.
Most every day. Maybe Trav Boak. Maybe we can talk to Boakie. He's got a big mansion.
It's only him
and Pal Pepper in there. And Geelong flew over to see him at some stage, has been pointed out by one of our texters.
Have they stayed at the Ibis or the Ibis? Rumour has it that the Cats stayed at the Ibis in Adelaide. Avalon Airport near Lara was too foggy for a plane to land. Okay, I thought it was Melbourne. Oh, Adelaide was the problem, not Geelong, not that end of it all.
Well,
so they were going to fly into Avalon and then drive home from there.
Yeah, that's what they've been doing.
Wow.
It was a good game. I must admit, hand on heart, I never, ever mislead our audience. I had to go to bed at half time. I was cooked.
Right.
But the first half was an entertaining first half. Did it continue on that way? It seemed to have.
I only watched the first half too.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't. I watched until the 10-minute mark of the third quarter.
7:40.
I was cooked too.
7:40 start, which is late.
I called you just to see what you were thinking of the game, and I got a...
Too late.
So I thought I'd better go to bed too.
That is 7:10 Adelaide time though, isn't it? 7:40 start was 7:10 Adelaide time.
That's right. And before you start criticising us for going to bed...
No criticism here. There's no criticism.
People will.
Criticism? No.
People?
No criticism here.
Our fine friends out there will criticise us for going to bed.
No, they won't.
Yesterday, I was walking up to the shops, and who might I trip into or bump into?
Mike Shan.
Yes, he was out shopping. He was just going for a little bit of a wander up the street. He asked me to help him. I helped him across the tram tracks. I went and got the Herald Sun and the Age for him. And then I said to him, "What are you doing now, Mike?" And he said, "I've got nothing to do." I said, "Okay, let's just walk up and we'll get a cup of coffee." So I bought him a cup of coffee.
How was he moving with the new knee?
Slowly, 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 Gary. And then he said, "Would you mind carrying the papers home for me as well?" So we had a nice little chat and a nice little walk around the back streets of Albert Park yesterday.
Crikey.
He's moving slowly.
Well, yeah, and he's got a brand new knee.
I know, but I didn't realise he'd be moving that slowly, moving like sticking plaster.
There you go.
He looks well, though.
There's the misery guts. Glad we'll get an informed opinion in the second half from you two, gentlemen. Good on you, misery. We've got an old audience who'll tell you what happened in the second half.
Simon's in Cranbourne. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Simon.
You did a great job yesterday with that interview But on Wednesday, that interview you did with Hardwick, I think you might have missed it a little bit.
What did I miss?
I doubt it, Simon.
I don't know. When you were talking to Damien Hardwick about the Indigenous game that we had and how good it was, and he said, "We'd love playing. We don't care where we play." Why didn't he ask me if he wants to play at Marvel?
That was Gary's job.
He was talking about taking it around the country, Simon.
Gary, you should have jumped in with that.
Why should I have jumped in?
Because I set it up for you to jump in.
He said he was thinking about taking it about the country. He said last year they were in Darwin. He said this year we're in Perth, and I'm open to taking it around the country, not taking it around the city, because we know we don't want to go to Marvel.
Exactly.
Mate, I hate coming here.
There you go, Simon.
Wow.
Pete's in Frankston. G'day, Pete.
Gentlemen, I just let Tim know that I'm just on my way home from work. I've got a couple of buckets. I can go up to Glen Maggie and help Bailey's grapevines out if he needs me.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, you, Pete.
You got your dam full of it.
The dam has filled for the first time. For the first time in over 10 years, the dam has filled.
Are you worried about your vines?
No, I'm not worried about the vines at all. The water just goes right through the ground. No, it's rocky where we are.
I'm a bit worried.
It just escapes. It gets away. I'm not worried about
the
that.
I think the next Fiano will be diluted down.
Oh, actually, I had the 2020 delivered yesterday. Gilles dropped in yesterday with the 2020 Fiano.
Oh, don't be scared to drop one on the table.
I took a couple to work yesterday just to give the peeps there something to get excited about.
Of course you did.
Crikey, did they love it. Did you notice anything different about Mitch when he was reading the news last night?
Because Mitch
grabbed one of the bottles and took it back to his office.
He had a half swig of it.
Half swig? There was nothing left in the bottle.
Very kind of you.
Did he have a glow about him last night?
Yeah, he did. A bit of a red nose. The makeup girls needed to get to work on that.
I had to strap him into his chair last night.
We'll talk about the game in more detail of what we can talk about, and then you can help us. I did mention yesterday that Geelong were They could be the sleeper in the second half.
I was going to say, Gary, you mentioned yesterday that you thought Geelong might be a sleeper in the second half of the year. What did you think last night? Did you think you got it right?
14 minutes past six. I thought you could have gone with that a little bit earlier.
I had it written down
I'll
here.
I'll talk about after.
I had it written down here
no,
for
I don't think you did.
I had it written down here for 6:15.
I'll talk about
here
after
it is, 6:15. Ask Gary about his bold prediction yesterday.
I'll bring it up. I'll bring it up after 7 o'clock. Hey, that Monday game, Melbourne and
Collingwood,
which we want to, we're pushing, promoting big time because we know why. It is the Fight MND, the Freeze. 2-for-1 tickets they're doing up there in Sydney.
Are they?
Yeah. So it's a great idea.
Great idea.
Great idea because you're not going to get a sellout on the Queen's birthday, but you want to get as many as you can. So I'm reading, where did I read that? I read it somewhere, 2-for-1 ticket. So, again, if you're a Sydney sider and you're up there, the AFL's launched a 2-for-1 ticket offer in a bid to boost crowd numbers at the SCG. It's head-to-head with the Rugby League, of course, which is okay.
That is great.
So get along there. It is massive. It's a huge day. They're going to beam the sliding on at the
big
MCG
slide at the G, seven.
Into the SCG. Yeah?
That's right, yep. At 2 o'clock that starts.
Wow.
And can I just say, your organisation, Fox...
I'll be doing that game on Monday, and we're going to show all of the slides as well in the pregame.
That is great. You can throw to the MCG.
You.
And I'll pick it up there.
Am I going to throw
run,
to you?
And I'll throw and I'll run with it. But you made a great promo. Somebody at your network, at Fox Footy, made an absolutely brilliant MND Neil Danaher promo that I watched last night. It was just fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. It was just a beautiful bit of editing.
Well, that's good because all the networks have got behind this in a massive way. Hey, is Sam Newman speaking to Pete Mitchell? Someone's saying here on our temper text.
Yes, he caught up with him yesterday.
Oh, wow. Gee, that'll be emotional.
It was a very emotional interview, yes.
He caught up with him yesterday. It's going to be played tonight, isn't
it? The story itself will be played out tonight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he did. He did. What else did we need to talk about? So that'll be on the news
tonight. Round 14
crowds,
I reckon, are going to be back, 50%. I was all getting set to throw my mask out into the bin. But
no, don't. Keep on.
When did that change?
That changed yesterday because there were four cases that they still...
can't keep up, Tim.
There's four cases yesterday.
Did you send me a message about that or not?
No, I didn't.
My link to the real world.
Yeah, I know. I didn't send you a message about that, but there were four cases yesterday and they're still trying to track how those four or that family caught the coronavirus.
Mm-mm.
That's why they've just sort of pulled back a little bit. Not too much, but back a little bit. I feel for all those businesses out there that are still locked down and all those people that have got businesses in the country that would have been benefiting this weekend, a long weekend, from people travelling to their part of the world as well.
So we're not getting into this, but we'll just answer. So you can't go to the country, but you can't go to the metropolitan areas outside 25K. Is that right?
Is the 25K still in place?
Apparently.
Is it?
What a nonsense.
Are they nodding out there?
Yeah, I've got three bobbleheads out there are all nodding, yes.
Right. Who's the best nodder of the three out there?
Well, the rooster gets into a very quick nod.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really see Damien Oliver because he's behind your big melon.
Right.
So I can see old Trentos. So anyway, we digress. The ramble's rambling. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards in the corner of the air. Anytime you ring through today, you're a chance to go in the... running for Caller of the Week, which goes into the running for the Toyota Hilux Rugged X, valued at over $75,000, Wisp.
And I'll try and have a watch of that over the weekend. That person there who sent that text in about Daniel Venables and his concussion interview, I haven't seen it yet. They sent a lot of text messages in yesterday. No, I haven't seen it yet, but I'll try and watch it.
Back with more after this.
Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Your guess is as good as mine at the moment, Tom. At the moment, we're thinking we are staying at the Ibis. We're being held in the rooms until we sort of get greater clarity around that. The fog is obviously not enabling us to fly out. So it's all very much up in the air at the moment. So it's a peculiar situation that we find ourselves in.
Very peculiar, Gary. They think they're staying at the Ibis. I think our producers are about to put a call through to the Ibis and see whether or not they are there. Do you reckon they'll put us through to Dangerfield? If we ring the Ibis and ask to speak to a Patrick Dangerfield,
yeah.
Or would he be... Would he be
Flintstone.
Yeah, or Mickey Mouse. You beat me. I was going to say Mickey Mouse.
What would Patrick Dangerfield's pseudonym be? If he, like Julia Roberts in Notting Hill, where Hugh Grant had to try and guess her, yeah, what the...
Nom de plume.
The nom de plume, thank you. What would it be for Paddy Dangerfield?
I don't know. Is our, can you, I can't see our producer. Is he putting a call into the Ibis to find out whether or not they're there?
My word he is. Hey, got on your Spinger from Colac. He's listening loud and clear down the highway. He's up and about. He's great start to the day, Spinger. Hey, the first thing I did this morning was, you know, when I woke up, I wanted to see the score, so I had a look at it. There was some anomalies in that whole statistical setup.
What did you find?
Only one player went over 20 possessions for the Cats.
Really?
One. Tommy Stewart went over 20, which is... It's unreal when you have a look at some of those numbers. And they get it right. There you go. They get it right. We talked about Quentin Arkell, you know, not playing. Unbelievable. So
yeah, but he might have been better too.
Who?
Quentin.
Well, he was...
They might have won by 35 points had he played.
They won. That's the main thing.
They did.
And if the questions remain about Port Adelaide, but they're 1-4 against the top 8 sides.
Okay. So if we call the Ibis
and
our producer, is he calling them or not?
Yep.
Okay.
Furiously.
We're not through to them yet, but when we do... Mm-hmm. You are to say that you are Jared Waitley.
Hello.
And you want to speak.
Jared Waitley. It's Paddy Dangerfield. Now, please.
People know who you are, man.
God, I hope he's not listening. He wouldn't be. He don't work the
Is that your best, Jared?
He wouldn't be up at this stage.
Jared Waitley.
Yes, he might be under the name of Rodney Dangerfield.
Aren't they answering their phone at the Ibis?
G'day, Gary and Tim. I'll be there on Monday up in Sydney at the SCG with one of my sons.
Don't they answer their phone?
We've
at the
got
Ibis.
Our beanies. I can't wait to see the Magpies farewell bucks in style. That's Mike, from Rouse Hill in New South Wales. The Ibis might be.
They don't answer their phone.
It might be a lockdown.
How can you possibly get in there and stay? You and I could have been ringing them to book 14 rooms for the next 5 weeks.
I understand
that. We can't get through.
He's on hold, apparently.
On hold.
Do, 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 do. Where is the Ibis in Adelaide? If you stayed at the Ibis, maybe there would have been, as you said earlier, a contingency in place would have been there.
We'll ask for Rodney Day.
I just did that in my Waitley voice. You didn't even listen.
Oh, what about Jim Carrey then?
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Why Jim Carrey?
Well, give me a...
I don't do Jim Carrey.
No, give me a Jared Waitley asking for Jim Carrey.
He might mean it in... Patrick might be under the name of Rodney.
Jared's developed a Scottish accent since the last time we spoke to
him. Well, he's been interviewing Ange Postecoglou.
So right. How come Ange isn't speaking to us this morning?
How good. I'm trying to get my head around that.
I told you this 2 weeks ago.
I know you told me.
You couldn't get your head around it.
No, I know that. But you're loosely our soccer man. Wow.
No, my man's my soccer man.
He's coaching Celtic.
Mm.
He's an Aussie is coaching Celtic.
That's now, right.
It's not the Celtics, as I think I may have called them last week. It is Celtic. They are one of the great franchise. I don't want to call them a franchise. 51 times they've won the Scottish Premier League.
Yeah.
51. And they got Aussie Ange coming in and coaching him.
Mm.
We spoke to our man last week over there in Scotland.
Yeah.
He said it'll be a pretty, it'll be a hot seat when he gets there.
Mm. Is Muskie with him as well?
I don't know. I hope so. He'd be good. Muskie'd be good over there. He played in that league,
didn't
he? All
right. I got his phone number too. Let's try him.
All right. On air?
Yeah, on air.
There we go. Wispy. Currently.
I wouldn't want to get Kevin on a bad day, by the way.
We're on hold at the Ibis. And the Wisp is on air live ringing Kevin Muskett to see whether he's with Ange Postecoglou. Getting ready to coach Celtic.
All right. Can I do that? You're not allowed to do that, though, are you?
You're only not allowed to put them on air. If he answers, you might have to whip outside.
Okay.
We've got a lot to talk about today anyway. Boz is going to have a chat.
You know who he's right next to?
Who?
In my contact list?
Who?
He's between Mum and Bob Murphy.
Between Mum and Bob. I'd like to see your contact list.
Oh, you would too. You'd like some of these contacts.
I'd have them. I'd have most of your contacts.
If you'll answer this.
Here we go. We're bringing Kevin Muskett. We're interested to know whether he will be travelling with Ange Postecoglou to the...
It's ringing. Might be early.
Boy, you hung up, did you?
Well, I thought he'd be overseas and I'd get an international dial tone, but it's a local dial tone. So,
hey, I'm going to be interested to talk to John from Epping and others. Wayne Carey, the great Wayne Carey, the greatest player I've ever seen play the game, North Melbourne's best ever, obviously. He's written in The Age today, they should throw the proverbial kitchen sink at Harry Mackay.
Yeah.
This will just get them squirming a little bit.
Mm.
This will be them squirming a bit, the Carlton faithful.
Bit of shifting in there.
So Duck saying, hey, make it uncomfortable. Offer him $1 to $1.2 million.
Right. I think he'll get those.
To join North.
I think he'll get that sort of an offer from elsewhere as well. He's a man in demand. Very much in demand.
And the Blues are going through a review. They've got so much on their plate. They have a bit of a squeeze. He's saying, anyway, we'll talk about it a bit later. He's saying, use Williams, use McGovern money as your starting point and say, well, if you're going to pay them that, you got to pay my man this. And if not, I'll get it somewhere else. Are you nervous about that if you're a Carlton fan?
No, I think, well, you should be a little bit concerned, but I think he'll stay. I think ultimately he'll stay as long as the figures aren't too far apart, aren't that far apart.
Well, Duck's saying.
I know what Duck's saying.
You make it 1.2 and all of a sudden what the Duck's saying. It's $1 million over 4 years. You can't ignore it.
Confirmation from the Ibis that the members of the Geelong football team stayed there last night.
Did you ask for Rodney?
I didn't know. And I've booked you in for next weekend. So
what's next weekend?
Well, it's just a little. I've just decided to do something for you. You've got a weekend at the Ibis next weekend.
Dale from Dubai. Tim, great call on Mr. In. I gave you Mr. In Between, Dale. Wispy gave you Kaminsky Method. Binge watched the whole series in a week. Shout out to my three Irish mates, Barry, Gary, and Prudy, who, along with me, listen to your podcast every morning without fail. Well, good on you.
Poity. You give it in your best Irish accent, Gary.
Barry. Hey, buddy. I don't do Irish on Friday, Wispy.
Not sure.
Not sure. Righto, that's it. That is a ramble over and done with. We got.
Hey, no, just quickly. I stayed at the Ibis in Adelaide, flew over to watch the North Melbourne Adelaide for Brent Harvey's last game. What about this?
What?
Best hash browns in Adelaide. That's Phil Love from Digger's Rest.
Delicious.
They better have a nice, nice pan full ready to go. When Big Blitz walks down and asks for five or six of them, that's the Cats last night. They got out 21-point winners over Port Adelaide.